Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 27th of May. European Central Bank Chief Economist Lane has said that the central bank is ready to cut rates. We have heard this sort of comment from other ECB governing council members, but this has the additional authority of a chief economist backing it. And the views of chief economists should always be treated with reverential respect. The euro area economy has almost exactly the same inflation rate as the United States and the United Kingdom economies, measured on a like-for-like basis. And it is perhaps somewhat surprising that the ECB is moving to be the first of those three economies to cut rates. The ECB is not normally an institution known for the speed or indeed the quality of its decision-making process. Part of the reason may be the narrative in Europe. The German economy has lagged behind the European average, but there may still be a tendency to regard Germany as a proxy for the wider euro area. This was certainly the case in the early years of the euro. Thus, while the reality of inflation in the three economies is pretty much the same, the spin around that perhaps enables the euro area to move first on rates. Lane was saying that policy would be restrictive all year, but bear in mind that keeping real rates stable is a restrictive policy. That still allows for rate cuts as inflation continues to slow. This is not to say that there is no hope of a rate easing in the Anglo-Saxon world. Clearly, markets are prepared to bet that rate cuts are coming here too. This week, we'll get the US Federal Reserve's Beige Book of Anecdotal Evidence, due to be released on Wednesday. Political partisanship is likely to be influencing even this measure, but there is an expectation that the evidence will show an absence of inflation pressures and moderate economic activity. Of course, the data dependency of Fed Chair Powell means that the Beige Book will only influence markets until the next piece of economic data comes along, however poor the quality of that data release, because Powell's policy framework seems to be look at the last number published and extrapolate wildly from that. French Finance Minister Le Maire has been expressing outrage that China is producing things people want to buy at prices people can afford. Accusations of overcapacity in China are becoming a meme. One might almost expect G7 finance ministers to be producing a TikTok dance on the subject. It is part of economic nationalism. If China's output is being sold at a loss, then it may be fair to say that there is overcapacity and unfair economic practices. If China's output is being sold at a profit, then this is less obviously the case, because there is demand to meet the level of supply. Some of the concerns about China's overcapacity may be overdone in the medium term anyway. In the fourth industrial revolution, the economic model that China pursued successfully over the past 30 years becomes very vulnerable, and localization of production is likely to be a trend that continues over the course of the next decade. But economic nationalism, in the context of broader prejudice politics, is also likely to be an enduring trend. With the UK and the US off on holiday today, the data calendar is rather quiet. The German Ifo Business Confidence Poll is due. This is unlikely to change any narrative around the European Central Bank and offers only limited value as a guide to the German economy. ECB Chief Economist Lane speaks again, but their recent remarks have done enough, so elaboration is probably not going to change anything in terms of market perceptions. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, companies and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.